Arizona's governor has ordered a review of yesterday's execution of convicted murderer Joseph Wood. Opponents of the death penalty call it another botched execution by lethal injection. In a few minutes, we'll explore some of the legal questions this latest case raises. But first, NPR's Martin Kasi reports on whether it could lead to a change in public opinion about capital punishment.
Joe Wood's execution yesterday took a lot longer than anyone expected. Troy Hayden is a TV reporter. He was one of the witnesses.
Joe Wood is dead, but it took him 2 hours to die. And to watch a man lay there for an hour and 40 minutes gulping air, I can liken it to if you catch a fish and throw it on the shore, the way the fish opens and closes its mouth.
Death penalty opponents were quick to condemn yesterday's execution. Diane Russ Tierney is the executive director of the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty.
First of all, let me say, you know, that what happened was predictable and avoidable. They used the same drugs that resulted in a disastrous execution in Ohio. And what we're seeing is a pattern of secrecy and a lack of accountability that's sort of become the norm in the states that are executing prisoners still.
States are using novel combinations of drugs for their lethal injections. Some would say they're experimenting with them. That's because they're having a hard time getting supplies of more tried-and-true execution drugs. The companies that make those have come under pressure from anti-death penalty campaigners, especially in Europe. Russ Tierney says that should be a reality check for American policymakers.
They need to ask themselves, why is it that the rest of the world is so opposed to what is going on here that they take the steps of saying, we will forbid our companies from allowing these drugs to be used for this purpose.
But supporters of the death penalty are pushing back against this notion that the recent problems with lethal injections should undermine capital punishment itself. And they even question the assumption that yesterday's execution was a botch. Jeannie Brown also witnessed that execution.
No, he wasn't suffering. He was sleeping. He was sleeping. A couple times when the microphone came on, you could hear him snoring.
Brown is the sister and daughter to the two people who were murdered by Wood back in 1989. She was upset at the other witnesses' distress over Wood's execution.
So everybody here, from what I heard, said it was excruciating. You don't know what excruciating is. What's excruciating is seeing your dad lying there in a pool of blood, seeing your sister lying there in a pool of blood. That's excruciating.
Still, yesterday's procedure clearly did not go as expected, and it provides another example for those who argue that lethal injections are unreliable. But since most Americans support capital punishment, some are now talking about returning to older methods. Federal Appeals Court Judge Alex Kaczynski clearly thinks that's the way to go. When Joe Wood sued to find out the details about the drugs that would be used to kill him, Judge Kaczynski wrote an opinion that called the effort to execute people peacefully with drugs misguided. He wrote, quote, "If we as a society cannot stomach the splatter from an execution carried out by firing squad, then we shouldn't be carrying out executions at all." Martin Kasi, NPR News.